Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this solo episode, I am going to talk about Astros Rangers ALCS games 1 and 2. As we all know, the Astros lost both of these games, and I'm going to dive a little more into these games, plus give you some thoughts about what I think may happen after this. Sorry that I haven't been doing episodes, but it just hasn't been able to be happening. Working early in the morning, game's over at 10:30. It has nothing to do with them losing. I wish I could do them every day, but, you know, some people got to work. All right, anyway, game one, JV got the start, and he pitched pretty good, but the Astros offense just didn't show up. Jonah Heim had an RBI single in the second, and Leota Taveras a solo home run in the fifth, and that was all the scoring. The Astros lose 2-0. JV, 6 2/3 innings, 6 hits and 2 runs. He had 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. The bullpen was good. Hector Neris, inning and a third with a strikeout. Abreu had 2 strikeouts. No runs allowed. The Astros, no runs. They only had 5 hits. Abreu, 1 for 4. Alex Bregman, 1 for 4. Chaz and Dubon both had a hit. And then Pena went 1 for 3. Yordan, 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Kyle Tucker, who's been non-existent in the playoffs, 0-for-4. Altuve, 0-for-3 with a walk. So arguably, the best three players on the team, Yordan, Kyle Tucker, and Altuve, in game one, 0-for-11 with a walk. That is not good. The Astros as a whole, offensively, 1-for-3. With runners in scoring position, and they left 6 on base. Now, I have to say this. Jordan Montgomery has been lights out, and he pitched well. So you can't blame it all on the Astros offense. You got to give a little bit of credit. I'm sure on the Rangers podcast, they gave a lot of credit. But the Astros are just not good at home. So let me tell you this. I looked it up. No team, and they said it on the game one broadcast, I think, no team has ever won the World Series with a losing record at home. And I can't remember who did what, but I think 2 of the guys on Fox, Big Poppy and someone else, picked Texas to win in 7, and somebody picked Houston to win in 6. Now, if you go into this series as someone who's not an Astros fan or someone that isn't going to come out and just say, yeah, the Astros are going to win no matter what. I can't explain why, but it doesn't matter. If you know that the Astros struggle at home, you have to believe it's going to be tough to win a series unless you go sweep them over there. And I'm actually going to get into that later, but like I said, no one has ever, I don't know if it's they made it to the World Series or they won it, but I think where the Astros is as far as it's gone, and it's just weird. It's weird. They talked about it on the new baseball channel, not the baseball channel, but whatever AT&T's turned into now, Space City Network. They just can't explain it. Maybe that was the radio. Early games I got to listen to on the radio. So let's take a look at this. In the bottom of the first, 3 up, 3 down for the Astros offense. Bottom of the second, Abreu had a single because there was only 5 hits. There was a hit in the second inning with one out, and nobody did anything. Bottom of the third, Maldi walked with one out. And then with two away, Alex Bregman singled. And this is arguably our best chance to score a run in this game. Yordan Alvarez comes up with two on, and he is amazing with runners in scoring position, but he struck out. In the bottom of the fourth, Chaz and Dubon had back-to-back singles, but there are already two outs, and then Maldi struck out. Bottom of the fifth, bottom of the sixth, bottom of the seventh, three up, three down, not good. Bottom of the eighth, Altuve. I can't remember how he got on. I don't know if he walked, but he was on base. Someone flew out to the outfield. He went past the base, and when he went back to first, he didn't touch it. Base running blunder was out too. Who knows what would have happened? Bottom of the ninth, three up, three down. So five of the nine innings in game one, three up, three down for the Astros. That is not good. You're not going to win going three up and three down. Five out of the nine innings. Game two was Framber Valdez. You're thinking it's kind of happening recently, right? If JB pitches bad, then Framber comes back for us. And you're thinking there's no way Texas is going to beat us twice. And it started out bad. Framber gave up four runs in the first inning. Grossman reached on a fielding error, and then Framber had a throwing error, and then there was a RBI single, another, and I guess there's three RBI singles, and it was 4-0. 4-0 after one inning, and Framber only lasted 2 1/3. He got taken out in the third inning. Bottom of the second, Yordan shows up in this game. Home run number 5 in the playoffs. It's 4-1. Jonah Heim had a home run in the top of the third, and that made it 5-1, but it's still early. The Astros can come back. I still have faith. And bottom of the fourth, Alex Bregman crushed one. 5-2. Michael Brantley in the bottom of the sixth. RBI double, 5-3. It's getting a little late, but bottom of the eighth, Yordan, his sixth homer. Second homer of the game. It's 5-4. The Astros had a chance to win, but they just couldn't do it. There was a little more offense in this. Four runs on six hits. It was four runs and only one more hit. But we had home runs. We had three home runs, and that was the thing. It was mostly Yordan. They were 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They left six men on base, so they could have won. Yordan 2-for-3 with two homers. Alex Bregman 1-for-4, and he had a homer. Michael Brantley 2-for-3 with a walk, so he was on base three times, and he had an RBI, and Chaz went 1-for-4. Jose Altuve, I don't know what's going on with this guy. 0-for-5, two strikeouts. Kyle Tucker, 0-for-4. These guys are 0-for in the ALCS. Abreu, who's been doing well, went 0-for-3. Jeremy Pena, who was the American League Championship Series MVP last year, 0-for-4. Maldi went 0-for-1. They pinch hit for him for Diaz, and he went 0-for-3. Framber, like I said earlier, 2 2/3 innings, seven hits, five runs, only four earned. He had a walk and six strikeouts. Now we're in the third inning, and Dusty decides to bring in Rafael Montero. And there's a lot of people that might be thinking, wow, he just gave up. We can't go down 2-0, but Montero did good. An inning and a third scoreless, two strikeouts. They bring in J.P. France, who was a possible starter for game four, 2 1/3 innings, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. Maton, 2/3 of an inning. Abreu, an inning and two strikeouts. And they even used Presley. He had a walk and a strikeout. The bullpen, who every expert agrees is our strength and the Rangers' weakness, no runs in the first two games. If you're looking for a bright spot, no runs in the first two games.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the Astros have a losing record in the regular season and now in the postseason. They went 1-1 against Minnesota and then 0-2. So they are 1-3 in the playoffs this year at Minute Maid Park, and you're not going to get it done like that. Have I given up yet? No. Now let's look at this. Tomorrow's game's at 7:03. Christian Javier starting versus Max Scherzer. I believe this guy, last time we faced him, he got lit up. He didn't last very long. CJ looked good. I think the Astros got a chance. It's to be determined on Thursday and Friday, and that's mostly because you don't know what's going to happen. What happens tomorrow plays a big role in what's going to happen the rest of the series, because sometimes in a game you want to win, you might use somebody that you were planning on using in another game, but it is what it is. But if everything goes well for the Astros, I would say Urquidy will pitch Thursday and JV will be back on the mound for the Astros on Friday. The first two games in Texas are at 7:03, and Friday's game is at 4:07. I wonder if that could change depending on Phillies and Arizona, who are playing right now. So anyway, I think that's the way it would line up. But I wanted to go over – I got my phone out. I'm going to look up something too. I wanted to go over the scenarios. Okay, the Phillies are up 6-0 in the sixth inning, and it is Phillies up 1-0 in the series. So this is game one. This is game two. Phillies look to go up 2-0, winning both games at home. They just scored 4 runs in the sixth. I'll keep you up to date. I don't think I'll be on here long enough to update you again, but let's look at this. This is what I talked about this briefly earlier. So going into the series, you know the Astros are bad at Minute Maid Park. So we got Framber and JV. Let's get one of them. Let's get one of those. So if we go to Texas and we win 2 of 3, we only need one win when we come back home. Only one. And that's a good scenario to be in. But now we're down 2-0. And if we go win 2 out of 3 in Texas, we need to come back home and win both games. So the optimal scenario for the Astros, they need to go 3-0 in Texas. And then they can get back to where they only need one. Can you see that happening? I'm not sure. If the Astros go 1-2 in Texas, it is over. It is over. The Texas fans are really showing up on the TikTok page. If you haven't found it yet, look it up. Astros Baseball Pod, I believe is what it's called. They are definitely fired up, talking trash. But anyway, that's all I have, folks. I don't know how you feel. It's Tuesday. We play tomorrow. I think that if the Astros can win tomorrow and gain some confidence and then win Thursday, I mean, of course, it's a new game. It's a new series. And I know this is not even a smart thing to say, but tomorrow is big. Tomorrow is big. There are 14 teams since the playoffs went to 7 games that have rebounded after losing the first 2 games. 14 times. I'm going to give you a little bad news, folks. 10 out of those 14 were in the World Series. And then 2 were the ALCS and 2 were the NLCS. So 2 times in the history have teams come back down 2-0. But the thing about it is this. You know, I talked about this throughout the season, about the Astros being good on the road and being horrible at home, and nobody can explain it. And Texas, maybe it was Seattle. I could be wrong. I thought about this, but maybe I'm wrong. But Texas, I got to look it up now. I think it's Seattle that was, I think it was Seattle that was, I don't even know how to find this now. I think it was Seattle that was like 50-50 at home. Let me find the standing. I can't even find the standings anymore because, there it is. Let me see. Home. So Texas was, yeah, see, they had a losing record on the road. 40 and 41. They were 50 and 31 at home. 50 and 31 at home. But at Seattle, I was thinking about, they're 45 and 36 and 43 and 38. The Astros 39 and 42 and 51 and 30. So the Astros away record is almost equal to Texas's home record. So there you go. So if you're still with me, I really do appreciate you tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. We've been breaking, even though I haven't been doing episodes that I want to do, and I apologize for that. Whoever's listening, thank you. You're getting us in to the top 100 podcasts in the United States. So I really appreciate each and every one of you that listened, as long as you're still here. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow on Astros Baseball.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.